similar book.
At 10 o'clock this morning, Dallas Police Chief David Kunkel will announce his retirement. He will leave office by the springtime. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Chief of Police, the number one cop, the Commissioner, Chief David Kunkel. And Chief, good morning. And does this mean you don't like your job? You don't like your gig?
No, I still like my job.
That wasn't the question.
But it just seemed like the right time to go. It, based on how long I've been doing this and wanted to go under the circumstances, I keep saying, where I had some control of the way I left and the circumstances, so it just seemed like the right time.
But that's the shelf life for the commissioner normally, or the police chief is 5 to 6 years, you think?
In Dallas, this has been. This is probably a tougher city than a lot of places to be a chief, and the guys I've seen who've stayed much more than five seem to have a bad end of their careers, so I just didn't want to go through that.
Why is Dallas such a bad city to be a police? Well, not bad city, but a difficult city to be the chief of police in.
Part of it is size of the department. Part of it is being a southern city and the issue of race, which I don't think has been resolved in the city as well as maybe some other places. And we get an awful lot of media coverage. And I think there is, you know, there's a style of politics in Dallas which can be pretty confrontational.
So was this a tough decision for you?
No, because I'd made it about a year earlier, and it kind of put myself down that path. And the more I thought about it, it just seemed like it was the right time and the right thing to do.
The numbers across the board and the reduction of crime and violent crimes, you have to be really pleased with that. Overall, what are you most pleased about that you accomplished in the last 5 years?
I think Craig said it on the news, but I'm most calm because I think there is a calming influence in the city, and this historical tension between the department and particularly the minority community doesn't seem to exist anymore, and we're not having the critical incidents involving police shootings and in custody deaths that created so many problems for the city. So I think it, you know, I'm very proud of the crime rate going down and additional officers, but most proud of the fact that things seem to be kind of in a normal type pace and mode.
Did it surprise you how tough it was to be the chief of police for a city like Dallas? I mean, did you go into it thinking that it was going to be as hard as it was?
I think so. I've always told people that it's a little bit like riding the bull in the rodeo. You best you can hope for is your 8 second. You look stupid in the process, and it hurts a lot. So, I mean, you know, so there's not a lot of dignity at times with doing the job because you seem like you're a punching bag for a lot of different people and groups for reasons.
Including your own officers. Talk a little bit about the tension you had with some rank-and-file officers who felt that you didn't have their back enough when it came to dealing with the media.
Yeah, that is one of my frustrations because I've always been viewed as a chief's cop, and but from the time I got in Dallas, I did things which I thought were appropriate, but the officers took offense to, and some of those were policies I initiated that they disagreed with when it came to the type of force we used in emergency driving, and others were situations where, in my view, we had clearly made a mistake, and I've always thought the best way to handle that is when you mess up, you fess up, and you clean up, and if you do that, then there's not much more people can criticize you for because you've acknowledged the problem and you've moved to eliminate it from occurring again. But some of those situations, the officers felt that I had been unfair to their colleagues by the comments I made on the front end.
This is Dallas Police Chief David Kunkel with us here on the Ticket. 10 o'clock this morning, he'll officially announce his plans to retire. And so then what? What's the next chapter of your life?
I don't know. I don't have a job, so it's kind of an adventure. And if I can, I just want to let you guys know, too, I've been a P1 from the beginning. I started during the jocular edification days, and I don't know how I still remember that. And I actually paid good cash for the ticket book and read it.
Yeah, all right.
Wow. We could have gotten you a copy, you know.
You know, but there was something about it in the books where I just couldn't keep from I thought I could probably pick one up pretty cheap somewhere, but I full retail. And
Well, we appreciate
that. You're the one person
who did. Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Appreciate that support.
Yeah, we sold one.
So, well, and you've given me personally great comfort and made me laugh, and you know, you're better than having real friends because you never asked me to move or anything. requires a commitment, but I have appreciated the program from the beginning. And
well, thank you.
Yeah, it's very nice of you.
Is it true, as I heard reported on the Ticket earlier today, that you ride around Dallas on a white unicorn Pegasus?
No, the truth is much less glamorous. I ride around town on a mint green Vespa motor scooter.
Oh, my goodness. How undignified, sir.
Okay.
Do you want to have a say, or will you have any sort of say in who takes your place?
You know, I don't really know if I will or not. I may because the city manager and I have a good relationship, but it will be at her choice what role I play in that.
Now, you're not going to end up like Terrell Bolton and living in some RV in a swamp in Georgia, are you?
No.
Okay.
All right, we know you got to run. We appreciate you fitting us into the schedule this morning, and thanks for being a P1, and thanks for being a great police chief all these years.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Stay on, okay. Chief Kunkel!
No, don't do that to him.
That is David Kunkel. He will retire, make the announcement official at 10 o'clock this morning, and then he plans to retire by the spring. And it has been a good run.
I know. I feel a lot less safe with him not in that office.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's still there for a few more months.
Yeah, but there's a lot of city unrest now that he's made this announcement. I'm going to riot today.
Okay, don't call for riots.
I'm calling for rioting of one, just me.
Oh, just you?
Yeah, I'm going to put a trash barrel through a plate glass window of some business and be arrested. It's going to be the weakest riot in the history of America.
And, of course, this was not the first time that the chief had been on the station. Let's wind the clock back a few years.
Oh, gosh, we're going to do it again?
And listen to Grego's interview with Chief Kunkel.
We are talking with the number one cop in Dallas, the number one cop, the commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's,
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said... Do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Was okay. Do you like being chief of police?
Oh, man.
So herky jerky, start and stop. Oh, what a classic broadcast moment.
And yet he's still put up with this station, yes. Even after that.
Yeah. Even after that textbook interview.
What a tough job. There's no way to keep everyone happy. You can't keep everyone happy in the department. Then if you're too
citizens bitch at you, the department bitches at you, the city hall bitches at you.
Yeah, forget about all the political ramifications of the job.
What a can't-win job.
So neither of you would take that job if
I will. No,
gosh.
I will not declare myself eligible for this job, no.
I may declare myself eligible for the job,
really?
And then yeah,
but then not
try to
it.
Get it, and then not take it.
Mm-hmm. I give it. A
I'm
try.
Just gonna.
Would
I'm
you?
Gonna
yeah,
use that
sure,
job
why not?
As leverage here at the Ticket.
Everyone pretty much hates Fernando anyway. Why not just be chief of
Everyone
police?
Everyone shoots at me anyhow. It wouldn't be any different.
Mm-hmm. Turn off your mic.
All right. Well,
go to hell.
Thank you to the chief for joining us this morning,
Fernando.
Ooh. It is 8:00.